another business that's located in Mexico. Our business in Mexico utilizes a 40-foot self-contained shipping container. And basically, this system was developed in Israel, and the reason it was developed in Israel is because they have a lack of fresh water. And one of the things they do with the fresh water, or I'm sorry, the wastewater that comes out of their sewage system is they put it through these systems, and they're able to water their crops with it. Now, what does that say for us? Well, obviously, I'm not going to go pee in a urinal and then let you pour it on my tomato, and I'm going to eat it. But the nice part about this product is the water's clean enough to be able to do that. And what we're trying to do is all the systems now are in ground, right? So anytime you have waste in ground, do you know you have a problem until it's a serious problem? Absolutely not. Not to mention you got 6 or 8 pumps to be able to move this, that, and the other into this tank and into that tank and into that tank. And what all these tanks develop is areas for us to have an issue. And the nice part about our system is it goes into one centralized 20-foot sea container. And what comes out of it is far superior to anything they're doing out here now. We've actually seen our builder, who obviously I told you we use this system personally, has drank water that come out of the backside of this thing. So the nice part is, and what we're trying to get the state of New Mexico to allow us to do is to use the wastewater instead of paying 18 cents a gallon to flush it into our waste system out in, you know, the county. We're trying to be able to use it for, i.e., the fracking water that goes into the ground, so we're not tearing up perfectly good drinking water, which is the craziest thing I've ever thought of in my life. And secondly, we're using it for dust control. And the state is, we've hired an engineering firm that's working directly with the state to get approval, and we should be having approval within the next 30 days. So I'm excited about this system, and I think it's something that once we get the ball rolling on it, it's something the city of Carlsbad, I think, needs to look a little deeper into about making something a move towards our future in wastewater and what we're doing with it.
Are the E. coli levels, are they there then?
So I'm not a chemist or a biologist. I'm going to tell you that straight away. What I will tell you is that the water that they, I tell you what, you can get on the Stanford website, Stanford University in California. They just did a study for this thing in the last, over the course of last year. And what they found is all the requirements that the state of New Mexico has, let's call it thresholds. Once again, I'm not that guy. But the content of nitrogen and this and that and the other, far superior, to the point where we can drink this water without being sickened by it. So to answer your question with the E. coli and everything else, from my understanding, they're extremely minimal. I mean, and we're talking about power consumption, let's call it on a scale of 1 to 10. What we're currently doing is a 10. We're at like a 1.5 with this thing. All it has is a small fan to put oxygen into the system that creates the bugs that eats the this and that and then the fresh water that comes out the back end. And I will say that we have a condominium in Cozumel with 67 units. All those 67 units run off one 40-foot container. We've had it for 12 years and have not had one issue with that system. All of that system is recirculated into the building for all non-potable water, and to date, we haven't had a tech out to fix it one time. So it's something to look into, and it's, you know, everything we've seen is extremely expensive, and it doesn't make a lot of sense, and it's, you know, it's not only that, but you're waiting a year to do it. This is something I think that the city of Carlsbad, once it gets implemented, might want to take a look at and start to think about maybe angling people towards a system this way. I'd be happy to talk about it off record whenever you guys would like to speak about it. Any other questions?
Hey, thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
I'll make a motion for approval, Mayor.